Today's shir in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Dalid Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning Simen Resh Mem Dalid, which deals with Ezo Melachos Yochel La'ina Yudi Lasos Ba'ad HaYisrael. What Melacha is permissible for a non-Jewish person to do for a Jewish person on Shabbos. Mechaber begins and he writes, Posek Adam, a person is allowed to make a Tnai. The Rambam says, Pirush Masna, make the following deal, Im Ha'ino Yehudi, with a non-Jewish person, Al HaMelacha, on certain types of work, the Kotzeitz Domim, and to set a price for that work, Va'ino Yehudi Osa Liatzmu. And now, this is a job. The non-Jewish person has to finish the job. When he finishes the job, he'll get paid. Lav davka, he certainly doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. The Jewish person did not ask him to do it on Shabbos. So in this situation, Eino Yehudi Osa Le'atzmo, the non-Jewish person is working totally for himself, for his own benefit. And therefore, Vafo Pishu Osa B'Shabbos, even though he may do the work on Shabbos, it is mutter. The Mechaber tells us it's permissible. Now, the Mechaber then says, Vamedvar Mamurim, what are we talking about where this is permissible, Bitsina, when it's done in private? We'll define what it means in private. Shein Makirin Akol, that nobody will realize, or at least the majority of people will not realize, Shazu HaMalacha HaNasis B'Shabbos Shoyisroli, that the work that is being done over here is actually being done for a Jewish person. However, Avalam Haisa Yadua Umifursemes, but if it is well known, it is publicized, then it would be Osir. Why? Sharoa es en Yehudi Osek en Yodea Shekotzas. Because a person seeing the non-Jewish person working for the Jewish person on Shabbos will not know that there was a set price arranged for that work and it could have been done at any time. And what is the observer going to say? Ba'omer, he's going to say, Shiploni Sochar en Yehudi Lasos Melacha B'Shabbos. And he's going to mistakenly think that the Jewish person hired the non-Jewish person to do specific work for him on Shabbos. That would be the Isser over here of Marisayin that we've spoken about for a number of Shiurim, and therefore the Mechaber says in this situation it is forbidden. Now that was a mouthful. That was a lot of Mechaber. Now let's better understand it fully by reading the Mishneh Berurah inside. The Mishneh Berurah of Sifkat Nalev says, when the non-Jewish person is hired, we said, V'kotzeitz domim, you set up a set price. This is now called Hainu Kablonis. This is called a job. You're getting paid for the job. You're not getting paid by the hour. You're not getting paid to working on Shabbos. I'm giving you my table to fix. When you fix my table and you return it to me, so then you get paid $100. Shemas Nemo, the Jewish person is making this tonight, this deal with the non-Jewish person. Shiaselo Eze Melocha Bischar Dover Kotzev. You're going to do this carpentry work for me. You're going to do whatever it is that I'm asking you to do for me for a set price, Bischar Dover Kotzev, for a certain amount of money. And therefore, this is a permissible deal because in this situation, we say the non-Jewish person is working totally for himself. He wants to make the profit that he's going to make for doing this work. He could do it on Tuesday. He could do it on Friday. He chooses, the non-Jewish person chooses to do it on Shabbos. That's the non-Jewish person's decision, totally for his own personal needs. Dirshu footnote number one points out that even if they didn't set up an exact amount of money, it's going to be $100, but they more or less had an agreement that will come to a conclusion. They work together all the time, and you'll tell me afterwards how much it was worth, and I'll pay you for what you tell me it's worth, without lav davka, them arranging before, and it's $100. So that is also, as well, he brings down from Simen Reish Nun Beis, Shadino Kikotzatz Lo Schar. That's also called as if a set amount was prearranged, and therefore that would be permissible as well. Mishneh Berurah adds, however, if there is no payment over here, the Mosalo Batova Sanah, the non-Jewish person is, you know, his next-door neighbor. He's a friend. He's happy to do the Jewish person a favor. He knows the Jewish person will eventually do him a favor. They're two friends that they exchange favors with each other. So this will be dealt with in Simen Reish Mem Zayin Sif Dalet, Simen Reish Nun Beis, Sif Beis. And there we'll see that under certain circumstances it's permissible, and the other circumstances it's not permissible. Should one be Machmer, should not be Machmer, Mitzvah Shem, we'll wait till we get to those Simonim to discuss those Dinim in more detail. Sif Beis, if they did prearrange the amount, so the Mechaber said it's mutter, it's permissible. Why? The Mishneh Berurah says, the Kivan Shekotzat, since they did arrange a set amount of money, Adaiti Denashe Ka'ovid, the non-Jewish person is doing this solely for his own benefit. Lamar Lahashtim Alachto, and if he chooses to work on Shabbos, it's because he's choosing to work on Shabbos, so he can finish the job faster and get paid faster and be available to do another job. The Yisrael ain't kapay the bazaar. The Jewish person said, I don't care when you get it back to me. Fix my table. No, next Wednesday, get it back to me. So if you want to work on Monday or Tuesday to get it back to me, fine. If you choose to work on the weekend, you want to work on Shabbos, so you'll be free to go and do whatever else you need to do on Monday. That's your choice. The non-Jewish person is choosing to do the work that day. The Jewish person doesn't care if he does it today or if he does it tomorrow. Just get it back to me when it's completed. But if the Jewish person gives it to him on Friday afternoon when there's no time to have done it on Friday afternoon. And he says, I need it back Motzei Shabbos. The minute Shabbos is over, it must be done. Then it will be Osir, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in Simen Reish Mem Zayin Sif Aleph. Then the Mechaber qualified this, and he said it's only under circumstances when it's not well known that this work is being done for the Jewish person. But if it's well known that it's being done for the Jewish person, he says it's also because of Maris Ayin. The person who observes this will say, hey, he's doing work. The non-Jew is doing work for the Jewish person. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel explains, what does it mean, bitzina? That if it's done in private, it's okay. He says, Hainu shehi meleches tzina. The work is not known that it's being done for the Jewish person, but it may be in public. He's publicly working on this table, but not everybody knows that it's a Jewish person's table. As we will explain. The fact that he's doing it in public or doing it in private isn't the critical thing. It's the fact, it's the fact that this malacha is not recognizably being done specifically by the guy for the Jewish person. That's what makes it permissible. But if it's something that is recognizable as being done for the Jewish person, then we do have the Maris Ayin concern. The issue foot number three therefore says, a bank that is known to be a Jewish bank, Bank HaPoalim, and it's in a place where there aren't Jewish people around. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal points out, Mutar lafkid nochri likonis l'shom b'Shabbos. You're allowed to let goyim use the bank on Shabbos in order for them to do work there on Shabbos. They're not doing work for you. They want to do whatever work is necessary there for the bank to function. The goyim are doing it there for their own personal needs. So Rav Moshe says that's acceptable, and he adds, Shaf ein b'ze issu mishum maris ayin. There is no maris ayin issue over here because this bank is nimtza b'mokum she'ein bo yehudim. According to the Mechaber over here, this is permissible because there are no Jewish people around. So even though they're doing work on behalf of the Jewish person, they're getting paid a set amount of money to do this. The Jewish person doesn't care. The bank doesn't care whether the work's done on Shabbos or whether the work is done on Sunday, and they're choosing to do it on Shabbos. And since there are no Jews around over there, it's not going to be a Maris Ayin issue, even though it's Bank HaPoalim, even though it's a well-known Jewish bank. That is the opinion over here of the Mechaber. Sivkot and Dalit and Mishnah Berurah, he explains, Shame Akirinako, because nobody realizes that it's being done for a Jewish person, and therefore it's permissible. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, even though there may be some people, hey, I know that's a Jewish person's thing. That's a Jewish person's item that the non-Jewish person is fixing. Nevertheless, shari, it is permissible for the non-Jewish person to do this. Mishnah Berurah says, V'af agav de mevor lekamen bago, even though the Rama is going to say shortly, the yesh lochush li orchim uvnei beso shiachshu oso, that you do have to be concerned when some people know about it, for example, guests in his house or his own house, that they're going to be concerned that the non-Jewish person is working on behalf of the Jewish person. Shom shehi meleches mechuber, that's talking about where it's work that's connected to the ground. And since ustam mechuber shem balav nikwalov, since most people know that that's Yankel's ground, that's Yankel's place, and therefore they're going to have the Marisayan concern more in that situation, Hechmiru Bobiyosa. Therefore, the Rama will be Machmir. Tomorrow, Shir, he'll be Machmir in that situation. But over here, it's something that's Tolush. It's something that's not connected to the ground. And therefore, even though some people may know, it's still permissible. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Lefikoch, therefore, based on what we've learned, if a person arranges, he sets up a price with a non-Jewish person, go and build this yard for me, or go build a wall for me, or he says, go and cut down the produce in my field, oliktzar lo sadeyu, to go cut down all the items in his field. Im ha'yisah ha'malacha b'medina, if it's in the same medina, which the Mishnah Berurah will tell us in Sivkot and Ches, ha'inu b'solchir, in the same city, shekarui medina lefamim, sometimes we call a city a state. So when the Mechaber is telling us over here in the same medina, does it literally mean in the same state? It can mean in the same city. O b'toch ha'tchum, or it's within the same tchum of the people in that city, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, shirigilin an shir lefamim lelech l'sham, that people in that city will go up to their tchum, they won't go beyond it. So if you're talking about doing work over here, such as building a wall or building a yard or reaping the field for the person, so if this is within the same city and within the tchum, then the Mechaber tells us, also lo laniach lasos lo melocha b'Shabbos. Then you're not allowed to let the non-Jewish person do the work for you on Shabbos. Why? Because the vast majority of people that have seen this will say, hey, that's Yankel's field. This non-Jewish person is building for Yankel. Yankel must have hired him today just for Shabbos. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this. they won't know that you hired him to do a job and that he happens to be working on Shabbos. They're going to think that you hired him to work for you b'davka on Shabbos. That's the Maris Ayin Isser, and that's the concern over here, according to the Mechaber. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Hey explains that the Mechaber is telling us, Rotsu Lomar, this Stam Mechubar, when something is connected to the ground, such as the wall or the yard, the reaping of the field, Hevi Kiilu Yodua Umefursemes Shehi Shal Yisrael. This is the principle we've mentioned now many times, that this is Yankel's field. So everybody knows that this is Yankel's. And therefore, if a non-Jewish person is working there on Shabbos, people are going to mistakenly think that Yankel hired him Bedafka to work on Shabbos. Sivkot Vav, Chatzero or Koslo, his yard or his wall. Va'afilu ma'omed b'makum she'en yadua shushalo. Gamkin Osir. And even if it's in a place that not everybody knows that it belongs to the Jewish person, nevertheless, Gamkin Osir, it's still forbidden in that situation to have the non-Jewish person work on your property. The Yesh Lachush l'shchenov she'yodim shushalo. Because you have to be concerned that there are some neighbors over there that do know that it's yours. Even though most people don't know that this is Yankel's place, the neighbors there do. And they will therefore be suspicious, or they'll suspect you that you hired the person out to work for you specifically for Shabbos and not as a job for him to complete. This is worked down there in the Mogen Avram and the Shagis Aryeh. The issue foot number 5 brings down from the Shaar Tzion and Sivkot and Chof in the name of various psukim that the reason behind this is low pluk. We don't make a distinction in these situations. We say across the board it's not permissible. We don't start saying, well, here it's known, here it's not so known. Once it's dealing with karka, once it's dealing with something that's attached to the ground, across the board, we say, lo plug, it's osur. Sivkotin Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, liktsar lo sodeu, to go and cut his field, to reap his field for him. Now here, wait a second. Here, most of the time, you have a sharecropping arrangement. And therefore, most people will say, oh, the non-Jewish person over there is working as a sharecropper. He's doing it for himself because he's getting a third, a quarter of the produce. As we've already learned in Simon Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, in 2 days ago, Shia. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom Asur. Here, nevertheless, it still is forbidden, according to the Mechaber. The shiny Hosom over there, because in that situation, he really is a sharecropper. And ultimately, when people hear and look into this, they're going to say, yeah, the non-Jewish person took a third of the crops. He gave two-thirds to Yankel, and he took a third of the crops. Yeah, that's a sharecropping arrangement, and we know that that's permissible. Aval Hocha over here, what's going to happen? They're going to see at the time of the harvest, they're going to say, wait a second, I don't see the non-Jewish person taking anything. They're not going to see him getting his salary for doing the job, but they're going to see the non-Jewish person giving over all the produce to the Jewish person. And therefore, they will ultimately know, Yedula Mafreya, it will ultimately become known, in retrospect, Delav Orisoya, that he wasn't functioning as a sharecropper. V'yachshedu Sheshir Yomaya, and therefore, the people are going to suspect that he was a hired hand for that day to work on Shabbos. Dishriach Liskor Poalim Liyomim Melocha, because it was common to hire workers to work just for a day or two. And he says, therefore, you're going to be causing this Maris Ayin concern. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, "Da'afilu in minog ha'ir liskar b'kibolis." Even though most people in this city, in this community, hire people out to do a job. Nevertheless, "Da'as ha'taz la'achmir," the taz is machmir, "Shelo laniach le'inu yiduli lasos basod b'shabbos v'yontif," not to let the non-Jewish person work for you in the field on Shabbos and Yontif. Unless it's a true sharecropping arrangement, as we've spoken out in Reish Mem Gimel. As even in the field, we do not allow the non-Jewish person to work for you on Shabbos and Yontif, even though it's a job you're paying him for and not for that day, but people won't know, and it'll end up being a Maris Ayin situation. And certainly, v'kosha kein b'vinyan habayis, and certainly if he's building a house, da'kati yachshudu b'schir yom, they're certainly going to be suspicious that you hired this person out just for the day, shagam zehu regilus, because that's the normal way it's done. But then he brings down, and in the Shaar Tzion he says, this is from the Chidush of Rabbi Akiva Eger in Osvav, and Gam the Prima Godim, Nirish, Lahokel, V'yesh Makilim. There are those that are Makil of here, Bezeh, Kishaminog, Kola Yer, who be Kibolus. If everybody always hires workers out to complete a job, V'kibolus Udavka, Shikolam Loch, who be Kibolus. And this is talking about where the entire job is done through this type of an arrangement that you're paying a flat fee for the entire job. Lafuke Imrako Adricha Levadu Kablan. It's opposed to the head construction guy. He's being paid for the job. Ushar Masayim Derek Lusakum Lefam Yom. But all the other people are day workers, so then that's not allowed either. Bavilu Muskarim Hakol Bekibalonus Gamkin Osir. And in this situation, since this is not the normal custom, they're normally hired as day workers. So even if he didn't hire them as day workers, he hired his crew for the job. in that situation, it's still osur. So they're meikel only in a situation where it's the custom in the city to hire out the entire job to workers to do as a kablonus type of situation and not as day workers. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, look in the bir halacha, ayin bir halacha, shibayarnu, the besad the yesh lusmoch al divrayim b'makom hefsed, that you can rely upon this meikel opinion in a field if there's going to be a significant financial loss. However, avo b'bayis, in regards to our house, tzorach in im yesh l'halka was that, then it's much more controversial. Can you rely upon these more lenient opinions? Do neged das kama poskim, because this does go against the opinion of many poskim. However, he does bring down the Shari Tshuva over here in Oz Gimel in the brackets in the name of the Noda Yehuda, and we'll see that now inside. If you look in the third line on the Dalet Amud Aleph in the Shari Tshuva in Oz Gimel, the bracket in Oz Gimel, he brings down v'kasa b'shelis tshuvas Noda Yehuda. In Chelik Aleph Simen Yud Beis, be'echot shehaya dochuk livnos hagag b'chol ha'moed sukkos. A person was under dire straits to go and complete his roof. It happened to be in chol ha'moed sukkos. She'achar kach, because after sukkos yikhu apolim lemivtzor v'lo yasig bal mulocha v'yitzdorech leishe b'li machse mizerim u'mimotor b'mosig shomim. The workers will all be gone after sukkos, and if he doesn't complete the job now during chol ha'moed sukkos, he's going to be open to the elements all winter long. So the Noda Yehuda writes, "V'kosav sheyesh letzadid lahatir bekablonus af b'shabbos v'yontiv." In that situation, if you're hiring them by the job, that they'll be paid a set amount for finishing the job. They could even work on a house in that situation on Shabbos and Yontiv. Kiven shebekilas kodosh Prague, because in Prague in those days there rov binyanim shebonim ayhudim who bekablonus, because most houses were built. The construction usually in those days was done by the job, or beprat kisui agagim, and certainly the roofs were done in this way. You didn't pay them by the hour. You paid them to finish off your roof. Here's $1,000 to finish off the roof. And therefore, everybody in the city will know that this is done through kablonos and is permissible. And, you're concerned that maybe a guest will come in, a Jewish guest will come in and won't know this. And they won't know. And they'll think that this is being done for the Jewish person. He says you don't have to be concerned about that. He says, nevertheless, even in this situation, he only allowed this because it was under extenuating circumstances and it wouldn't be able to be done any other way. And he writes as well further, you can't have a Jewish person acting over there as a foreman and watching to make sure that nothing is done incorrectly. However, he says, in that situation, if you must have a Jewish foreman over there watching over to make sure it's done right, go and pick a poor person who is allowed to work on Chol HaMoed because he needs the parnasa in order to get food to eat. In that situation, it would be acceptable. Now have to finish off Sif Katan Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Isa b'Sefer Chasidim Simen Shin Menches. There is a very famous story in the Sefer Chasidim. Ma'isa b'Yodem Echad, it happened to one person, Shesachar Eina Yehudi Livnos Beso B'Kablonos. He hired out as a job, a non-Jewish person to work for him to build his house. And the non-Jewish person, in fact, built the house on Shabbos. And everybody complained about this and said, you shouldn't do this. And he said, no, I'm not going to be concerned about this. However, it wasn't for a very long time. He lost the land. And it went away from him and it went away from his family. In other words, Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here, I want you to be very careful with these dinim. If you look at all, like the guy is doing work for you on Shabbos, so then one should stay away from this as much as is possible, unless it's under most extenuating circumstances, and you can take advantage of the kulos that are brought down over here. That concludes today's shiur.